にちは。それではフランス語のレッスンを始めましょう。
るドアは今日も手動刻々と変わる都合異能異能また異能さあそれさあ左脳
左脳右脳フル稼働そして時に呼び起こすホース二の腕見えない季節だろうとひょうひょうとおねのねの
無味感そうにちこっと味つけらかさしせそう素材を生かした調理法手頃さが受け好印象
言っとくけどもとはそうしろおうよおうよ逆に基本絶妙な目分量
匂い飛びついフルコース
と
超フレッシュな白黒もちろん含むグレーテゾーンあえて飛び込む未体験ゾーンステレオ 3D メンション
1 for the call on 2 for the pay on 3切れるまであ一応バンが目標希望理想お湯なら勝つ大ヒット
蹴飛ばすニューシットコンクリート16ビットハイブリッド血まかり流出コスト離島一歩ずく近づくコンプリートじっとしてドハッと根っこ移動移動また移動でも小返上コースツーコー
急行のはずがドンゴー速行のはずが牛歩よぎる中高見ちゃう UFO 人事連発だが締め上アクション
とある街のザン
ゴーフラクション
よくある日常
スローモーション
困るとさ
ヨ
ーカットペースと SD と
エフェクト作業状況理想
植物から取る A
成長上がるモチベーション
続くミッションつらいタッチョ
We'll be right back.
中の可能性、希望の未来構成、633足す4で合成、煙にかき分けりゃ当然、向こう側には裸の女性、いませんでした。猿の惑星だ、どこで間違った道、誤ったさ、どうせオールアウトチャンスに特別な気持ち入れられればそれがベスト。簡単に言うけどまずもう、とりあえず今いいんだけ数も、しかるべき判断でもどこかパンダ、ただ天使ランマンでももう出番だ、ポイント探しのガウジ、そんなジャッジで目指すは大事。
初めからそうなるとわかるならこう、したりあったりも可能なのに、いつでも後の末に何も学ばずにまた向こう、回転サイドイヤホー、よく言ったらば才能ってことに知っておいて、もう最悪それでこう、
取り外して見渡すランチゲーム、人を先この末濡れて夜な夜な感じてる10連覇解決さ、墓地の時代決さ、気をせしめる警戒、サンプリンピッチ、浸透したコンクリティ、イブシキンダブリーバイパンピッツ、ホースシルバーレイ、徘徊する街ジュース、ブレイカン片手に勝手につけてく俺ジェロシー、判決ノットギューティー、見渡すとかなりの未開の地で、どこも次第に期待の地、進んでいくべきでかい未来を見、氷山密林ジャンプでも先取り、いつだってバッグ悪だくに、人は湧くか世界中の住民、昼間のうちのシャチはバッグはもうもちろん先へと
行く、やっぱこう例だけは変わらなそう、開き直るのも芸能、うちならその方向へとこう真っ進んでればコメント、ハイプレゼントおめでとう、それはなかった芸能
Yeah. J-pop versus metal? It is. This is Jim. It's not a question. Wait. Is this Jim? It is Jim. My name's Jim. It's what people call me. It's my name. Sorry. Why am I so- I'm not sorry about that. I'm not sorry about my name being Jim. It's a regular name, first of all. I'm sorry for having, I could jazz it up a little bit, it sounds good. I guess that's why it's a regular name, This is a bad start, we're not doing good. I don't know. I'm not off to a good start here. Thankfully, there's a music portion of this program. It's not only me talking. So, there's more to look forward to. Hopefully you enjoyed what you've heard already. And there's going to be more non-talking later on in the program. But right now, it's me talking that you have to deal with for a little bit. And there's two errors that have to be addressed. One was a mistake that I made last episode, and two was a mistake someone else made that was not necessarily related to the episode, but the timing is weird. It seems like it was related to the episode. First of all, I got, no. First of all, that's second. The thing I got was second. The first thing was the thing I said about Resistant Culture, because Resistant Culture is a band, Native American metal band, and I said that they had some legal troubles on their tour, and that was incorrect. Maybe they did have some legal troubles on the tour, but on the current tour, at some point they probably had legal. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have any inside track on the band, and it was currently, there's no problems that they're having. I don't think. That are public. That was incorrect. What the thing was, I got three different stories mixed up. There's another band. It's not Goblin. Not quite on the same professional level as Resistant Culture or most any band. This is just a couple of dudes or whatever, just messing around. But they had a legal problem. Was it a legal problem? I'm not sure. You can look that up. But that was the thing Kim Kelly was talking about. Kim Kelly was talking about the new Resistant Culture single that you heard last episode. I played the single, she talked about that, and then she talked about these two kids. They just both happened to be Native American. I got it mixed up. The other guys were not on tour. They were out of college or something. And they're a little bit brown. And they had metal shirts on. And that scared some people. So they called the cops on them. Just for hanging out at the college. Yeah, so they had to deal with cops for just being metalheads. And wrong shade. It's a combination. Maybe one or the other wouldn't have triggered those snowflakes. I don't know. Anyway, and the third story was the band Soul Glow, who are not really a metal band at all. They're a hardcore band from Philly, and they had some problems on the tour. There must have been another metal band, because the Soul Glow thing happened a while ago. I don't know why I combined those three things that were not related. But Soul Glow, yeah. So you should check them out, but they're not metal. I mean, well, it's hardcore. I tried to pick out a metal song. It's not really metal. But that's okay. But this is a show where we play metal. So I'm trying to keep it on track. It's hard. This is a show. Hi, let's start all over. I mean, that's a news item we gotta keep on. And we gotta get to the second thing. This is J-Pop versus Metal. This is a show where I play some songs. I play J-Pop and all kind of music from Japan. And also metal from all over the world, including Japan. If I had a show that was just about music from Japan, it would be more popular. Let's face it. Or just about metal. Either one would be more popular than this show, which combines the two things. There's not a huge Venn diagram of people who are that open-minded that they just want to hear these things sandwiched together in succession. It's not popular, and it's not going to be. But I'm not really concerned about that. So Why do I keep bringing it up? Not sure. I gotta fill up space somehow. I do, but I don't. I don't. I don't have to do any of this. It's all, the entire thing is optional. It's not, I don't make any money from it. I'm not gonna make any money from it. I actually can't legally. I almost can't do it not making, I can't do it in this current form of not making money. It's not really a thing that you're supposed to do. But anyway, there was a second issue that I had to address. And that was the thing, I talked about going on a camping trip in the last episode. Because I was talking about, well, I talked about it a couple times. I talked about going on a camping trip, heavy metal camping, which is where you're going, out into the woods. And you don't have to necessarily bring the boombox into the woods. But we did sometimes. Yeah, sometimes we had, the thing is, it involves metalheads going camping, and just, that's pretty much it. I don't know, eating Pop-Tarts off a shovel. Sometimes we cook Pop-Tarts on a shovel. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't know, it's weird. Is that weird? It's raw. It's not raw. We ate a lot of Pop-Tarts. Sometimes we ate them raw. Sometimes they were cooked on a shovel. I didn't eat the Pop-Tarts off the shovel. I'll just eat them right out of the pack. But Pop-Tarts were cooked on a shovel at some point. They were eaten by someone, undisclosed. We don't have to disclose that person's identity who ate the shovel Pop-Tarts. I don't know why I'm talking about it like this. The point was, see, the camping part of it is not even that important to me. This is the thing. That's why I'm not really talking about the camping part of it that much, because it was really more about the music to me. And I don't know, bonding? I don't know, I don't talk to any of these people anymore, so we couldn't have bonded that much. But the point was, I had a post on my blog about, it was actually a record review of the Slayer album, Decade of Aggression, which is highly recommended. It's a live album. It's like the greatest hits of their early stuff, all recorded live. It's fantastic. We listened to it on these camping trips, usually on the way, in the car, and that's all I talked, and I just talked about that in the review of the record, and I got an email about this thing. It said, I want to link to your article where you talk about abuse, and I was like, what? And I had to read this blog post a couple times, and the writing is not good. This is I don't know. I used to try to write like I talk, and you can hear how I talk, and abrupt changes of tone and kind of wandering ideas and stuff. And it doesn't really work in text. I haven't found a way to make it work. So I wanted to delete this thing immediately. It's like, I don't know why I keep this thing up there. It's not good. But I was like, no, I'm going to keep it. But I got to address this person. Because they didn't ask me, they didn't ask if it was, if I just had a little blurb on there about how we went on the camping trips. And I had to guess what the person was talking about. I said that the album was a soundtrack to quote-unquote shenanigans. And that there was a teacher there, but the teacher, and I didn't want to talk about the teacher because the teacher, I don't know. I guess if you had the idea that I was a person who talked about abuse, which I'm not, I wasn't abused. I guess, if you went in with that idea, you would think, oh, this is it. This is where he's talking about it. But, I'm not. We just went on these camping trips. I guess, because I talk about how I was a freshman and they were seniors, but that had nothing to do with it. It was just, we got along. We liked metal. We were metalheads. And, we got along. I was not bullied by these people at all. And the teacher, the thing about the teacher was he just wasn't really paying attention to what we were doing, which was like, I don't know, vandalizing road signs or stupid shit like that. Yeah, it's just stupid teenage bullshit. And this is a small group. I don't know, maybe I say it's a school trip. It sounds like there's like a bus of kids going somewhere. It's not. It was like half a dozen people. It's like a side trip. And it was just a totally positive thing for me. Talking about guys. Well, there was only one girl. The one girl was driving the other car. And that was the older sister of one of the dudes. One of the scarier dudes. Probably the scariest dude in the group. And she would always bring her scary boyfriend. I'm trying to imagine what kind of hell would be unleashed if anyone had tried anything with this young woman. I can't even imagine what would happen. But that was it. That was, I don't know. And I talked about, like, moshing in that article. I was like, is she talking about the moshing? Because some people have a problem with that. It's like, I don't have a problem with the moshing. Yeah, I like mosh pits and minor acts of vandalism. I don't do that anymore. I don't really do either of those things anymore. Really. But I don't know. I answered her. I tried to my best to guess what she was talking about. And I guess I answered her. But, that was it. Yeah, I guess it was a good experience to be around people who were aggressively, like, anti-religious. It's a science. It was a science-based group. Science club. Science group of people talking about science. We went to the museum. We didn't just go camping. We went to, like, the Natural History Museum. Stuff like that. Science. That's good. It was a good experience. Why don't I tell you exactly what you heard? From the top, there was Shonen Knife with Burning Farm, which is now the theme song. Got a little bit of noise going on. It's okay. Gojira, which I believe is the legal pronunciation of the band name. If you say Gojira, then the Toho people come knocking, and we don't want that. That was the title track from Magma a couple years ago. And I don't know if that song is annoying, the guitar part. If you don't play guitar, he's all playing harmonics. The whole song is based around these harmonics. He's not pushing down the strings. So he's got a limited number of notes to deal with. But it's interesting to me. And congratulations to France on the World Cup, which could not have been won without those Muslim immigrants. I don't know anything about football, but maybe we can play some Ngaku Got This later. Capsule, French Lesson, from the Cutie Cinema Replay record. I meant to mention this, and I got cut off the one time I was talking about the perfume book that Patrick Saint-Michel has written, the 33 and a third book for Perfume's Game. He's from Canada. He's not from France. That's a coincidence. But he talks about the evolution from Kaikyoku to actual J-pop, to Shibuya K, or the parallel evolution of J-pop and Shibuya K, the difference between the two things, and Neo Shibuya K, which used to be controversial because the people involved in Shibuya K were like, no, Shibuya K's over, there's no more Shibuya K, it's done. And then Capsule comes along, and that's definitely that's a pretty Shibuya K, pretty undeniable. So yes, Neo Shibuya K was a thing that happened early 2000s, and you just heard it. And what else can you say about that? Oh yes, the book. This guy, Patrick Saint-Michel, who may be better known as Make Believe Melodies, if that's the name of his blog. And this guy's a genuine musical journalist. He can explain all this stuff much better than I do. I'm when I talk about this stuff, I'm talking about like psychology of. I'm like trying to get into like more the feelings of the musicians and stuff, and trying to figure out, deconstruct what their motives are and everything. It's not very journalistic. I'm not a good journalist. So you should check out that book. It's the only thing I didn't like about it was the 33 and a third people, the Bloomsbury people. This is a genuine 33 and a third Bloomsbury publication, but they made the format of the book a little different. It's a little larger, which is weird because I always thought those 33 and a third books are like something you would buy in a Japanese bookstore, but apparently now they're making it clear that it's not part of the regular 33 and a third series, so you don't accidentally buy a book about Japanese music, and which is weird. I don't like that. But the book itself is great. The actual writing, which is important for books, the actual writing in the book is very good. If you want to know about it, if you're listening to this, you should actually already have that book. And the other thing is, the bad part about that is, the worst part about that is, there's no album cover on the book. That's like a ominous kind of portent for any kind of legal version of this podcast. The record label, the original Perfume, it's not even a major label. The game came out on the indie label Muse, Muse put it out, and they got signed to Universal after that. So this indie label wouldn't grant this major publisher rights to just the album cover. They couldn't print the album cover on the thing that's going to sell them more copies of their album. That's how that works. So that's not a good sign, but buy the book. And I don't know, keep me in your wishes. I don't know, not really anything you can do about it, but not a good sign for the future of this podcast. Snot Goblin, The Grinning Moon, from Path of the Shrunken Heads, from on Bandcamp, this year came out, I guess. These guys who got in trouble for, I don't know if they went to jail or anything, but I don't know. There's just some guys goofing around. It's fun. It's a fun little record, whatever. Shadar Par with King Ad Rock, Where You At? And I wanted to talk about Japanese hip-hop a little bit, because I played Hal Kali, and I think I contradicted myself, or I undermined my own point talking about Japanese hip-hop and how it should be taken seriously, and then I went on and said how these girls don't know anything about hip-hop, and they're just kind of an idol group, and they don't know anything about anything. So, but the people behind that, Rip Slime, who are later in the playlist, I'm kind of screwed myself up here again. I just can't seem to get out of my own way. But Yeah, these guys are legit. Shadow of Power opened for De La Soul when they toured back in whenever that was, the 90s. And they're actually on the track on the Balloon Mind State album. Long Island Wildin? Long Island Wildin is actually pretty much just them. It's almost entirely just their track. It's a small track. It's almost like a skit track. But it's like a full song with them. And I think it's a play on words like Japan, Long Island. Long Island versus Japan. Japan's a Long Island. I guess that's what they're going for there. So yeah, check that out. But you didn't hear that. You heard the song from the 2000 record, Dako Most CD. How are you going to say that? It's one of those. It came out in 2000. It's one of those compound words that doesn't make sense. You say it out loud in English. That's kind of a cop-out. I don't have it written down here. I need to get that record. Damn it. It's another record I need to get. I only have the MP3 because I got it off Soul Seeker, whatever. Whew, I gotta get that record. Resistant Culture. After that. With It's Not Too Late. And it's not too late to get that album, even though it came out in 2014. It's called Welcome to Reality. Got it off Bandcamp. And then you heard Rip Slime with Judgment. And just to be a contrarian asshole, I played the song with doesn't really sound much like most of their songs. Doesn't sound like a hip-hop song very much. It's featuring the Black Bottom Brass Band. And that song is called Judgment from the... Oh, what was that from? That was from 5? Was it 2003, I believe? Should have wrote that down. I don't know why I do this. I do the thing away. I should just record directly to the computer, shouldn't I not? But I don't. I do it this way, and you don't. That's all you need to know about that. And then you heard Soul Glow, SOULGLO, with the untitled track that's just called 3. I guess this was an untitled EP, and the songs didn't have names, and then they made it a LP. They added more songs. I guess they weren't naming their songs at first, and then they decided to name the songs. I don't know, that song is called 3. And then you heard another band with another frustrating name. I'm going to call them Cute. Because they have little... I checked the Wikipedia the other day, and they were just called Cute. Just C-U-T-E. And then they had a little note that is like, oh, it's stylized with the little Celsius thing and a big dash. And it's like, oh, that's very frustrating. But it's a frustrating name. It's just Cute. Kyuto in Japanese. Celsius, whatever. It's from the Shocking 5 record. It's going to play what's not the title track? This song Shock? I don't know. The album tracks... Some people say the other Hello Project groups are, some say they're superior to Morning Musume, but, I don't know, I could pull out deep cuts from Morning Musume albums all day long. I think they have some pretty strong singles, but, yeah, I thought that was a good one. It's got this weird glitch in it, that is in the song, that little glitch in the one part of the song. Just, I don't know what they were thinking there. Do not know what they were thinking. Whew. Okay, wait. I had some other thoughts about something. Wait. Did this out of order? Okay. No, I recorded it out of order. Don't worry. It's easy for you. You just have to listen to this. You just have to listen to it. Oh, those last two songs were dedicated to that dude from the Sacha Baron Cohen show. What is he, Jason Spencer? Whatever, we don't need to remember his name too much, but that was some funny shit. I heard that he appeared on the show, and then the next day I heard him resign. That was pretty funny. It was actually funnier than the actual clip. You should watch the clip. It's ridiculous. It's like the guy's trying to be funny, obviously. And it's just, like, sad. But it was funny they resigned, so funny stuff. Gotta get your laughs where you can. So, I thought of another thing. Coming back to the thing I was talking about abuse and bullying, I would say I was bullied as a kid. I would not say I was abused. It's too much. I never got beaten up or touched inappropriately or anything. But Catholic school, it was like a mental kind of thing. We were always talking about going to hell and that kind of stuff. And that was, and I've talked about this before, where I was like kind of terrorized by the nuns. Not specifically, but general terror. You know, you got God watching you all the time, and he's inside your thoughts. You know, you can't think things. He's gonna send you to hell. You're gonna burn it eternally. What the fuck? You're telling a child that? It's ridiculous. It's just stupid shit like that. But I consider that bullying. It's like bullying. And then when I transferred, I moved, went to public school, and then I was bullied by the kids. It was like before I had like growth spurt, and then that kind of stopped completely. But it didn't bother me that much. I really liked public school much more than Catholic school, even though it was like completely, I was like, had no idea how to act or dress or anything. So we wore uniforms and things. So I was like, yeah, I got picked on. But it's like, it was just other kids. Like, you could just avoid those kids. They weren't in charge of anything. They weren't in charge of the school, you know? It didn't really bother me that much. But, yeah, I mean, I have sympathy for people who are in that situation, where they're in the fucking, the person in charge is the bully. But it didn't go as far as abuse, I don't think. It's just a incorrect belief system, I guess. Belief system where you have to like terrorize the children. I don't know. I can't really have kids. I guess it has affected me as an adult, because like I've sworn off completely the idea of having children. I can't really deal with the idea of telling people what to do, in their life. I guess that would be some post-traumatic stress that has affected me permanently. So, but they didn't touch me in an inappropriate way. No touching. It just seems wrong, people who are actually physically abused, to call that abuse. I don't know, you could do it, I don't do it, but that was totally not what I was, I didn't even bring that up in this record, I talked about a record review, I'm talking about a record here, this is a blog post about a record, the entire blog was just record reviews, and that was like the gimmick, that it's like, oh, this is a review of record. But then I talk about this other shit that was revolved around the time when I first heard the record. And I wasn't very good at it. I think about going back to it, but nobody cares. I think that style of no one cares about that. I think, I thought for a while that like there was a shift. Maybe it's true a little bit. People have talked about this. There's like a shift where like people, the general public or younger people, don't care about that kind of writing around music. But I think maybe no one ever did. I don't remember ever having like a conversation about those kind of record reviews, which used to be common in like alt weeklies and I guess some magazines, maybe Spin, maybe Raygun. I think if you're interested in the 90s, find some old issues of Raygun. I think that's what the 90s was really about. It's not the most popular magazine, but that was like, when I think of the 90s, Raygun magazine. Find some issues of Raygun. You can find the digital copies, I guess. Anyway, what I mean to say is, I think the only people that like those kind of articles, reviews, except me, were editors. I think the editors put those things in there, and it was always just a minority of people with the actual audience for that. I think editors like that stream of consciousness kind of thing put out there as like something they can mold, and they like that. But it's way off topic, right? See, I need an editor, I guess. Obviously, it's probably obvious that I do not work with an editor. Because it's completely, But even if I had one, no one cares about that kind of thing anymore, right? They just want the publications, just want a completely finished product that they can just post and not think about it. Right? Because the 90s are not back. I don't know. I keep saying that because I'm reminding myself. I have to remind myself about that. So I'm sorry if I keep saying that, but it's true. It's not a political thing. I'm not trying to rub shit in people's faces. Right? I'm trying. Well, no, I don't want to. Look. Never mind. We're going to get back to the music.
Oh, no! Thank you. society finds expression in the whole way in which things exist, in the infinite nature of time and space, as opposed to the finite nature of the individual in both, in the ever-passing present moment as the only mode of actual existence, in the interdependence and relativity of all things, in continual becoming, ever being, constant wishing, never being satisfied, in the long battle which forms the history of life, where every effort is checked by difficulties and stopped until they are overcome. Time is that in which all things pass away. It is merely the form under which the will to live is a thing in itself, and therefore imperishable, as revealed to it that its efforts are in vain. It is that agent by which, at every moment, all things in our hands become as nothing, and lose any real value.
Well, that was fun. A little bit of a recording problem. It's okay. It sounds like, it might have sounded like I got like some new microphone set up or something. I actually got a little professional in my recording technique. It's not true. I'm still using the iPhone. I just had when I have a wide open room to myself, it sounds much better than recording inside of my car. But, and now I'm in my car. And it's raining. But that's okay. We can, get on with life. Life continues. In the car, in the rain. Not as good at recording, but what can you do? I got most of it recorded alright. Got my notes here. R.I.P. Hugh Masekela. Yeah, I forgot to mention that, the Rip Slime track is basically, Grazing in the Grass by Hugh Masekela. You probably noticed that, but I didn't give him a shout-out before. He's dead. Sorry. Glenn Branca also died, which I mentioned before, and I mentioned I wasn't going to really get into that, but I did. Because we already talked about harmonics, that lovely Gojira song had some string harmonics in it, and if you take that a little further, we've take that a lot further, you get the music of Glenn Branca. It's really based on the Overtone series. So yeah, the Overtone series is a different way to generate scales. That's a little different than using your standard scales, and if you're interested in that kind of thing, you should listen to the music of Glenn Branca, and that's where Sonic Youth got a lot of their ideas for tuning their guitars all weird. And it's very noisy, but that's not what you heard just now. Just now you heard Jute Geit. If that is correct, one-man black metal microtonal band. Microtonal black metal. 2015, Ship of Theseus. He puts out all this stuff on Bandcamp. Puts out a lot of stuff. Forces of Self-Shedding was the song that you heard just now. Before I started talking about other things that really aren't directly related to this song. Yeah, he does some interesting stuff. I believe he's using fretless guitars. He's just kind of doing his own thing. But before that, you heard Syzygies. And I was reminded of this band because tonight is the Blood Moon, the lunar eclipse. And also, you get the Moon and I believe Mars and Earth and maybe Venus or whatever is all lined up. And that is a Syzygy. It's one of those nice English obscure words that I like a lot. And this band, this two-piece band, female duo from Japan, named their band Syzygies. And John Zorn put it out on the Zadok label that comes from the Complete Studio Recordings. Came out in 2003.
2003 was a good year, wasn't it, for music? That was interesting stuff in 2003. The song was called Lotus Rain. So this band, Syzygies, also uses microtones. You might have noticed a little bit of a strange sound there. But they're a little more deliberate about it. They use the Harry Parch 43-tone scale, dividing up the scale into 43 notes. And if you take the overtone series, you get your like fourths and your fifths and your sevenths, I guess. And then you're making up the rest. There's like certain frequencies that divide up the octave naturally, but then like your seconds and your sixths and stuff is kind of made up. We made up those intervals. So you can actually go in and make your own scale. A lot of people have done it. You're probably not going to come up with an original one at this point, but Harry Parch did that, and you can't really play that music. Like turning some knobs on your guitar is not going to get you to the 43 note scale. You could technically play slide guitar and do it, but you're probably not going to hit those notes quite accurately. So you got to build your own keyboard is what you got to do, and that's what these two women did, and they made some music with that, and John Zorn put it out naturally. Who else is going to put that out? I don't know. They'd have to put it out themselves. I guess it wouldn't be that big a deal now, but they're back in the olden days of having to put stuff out on the CD. That was harder to do. And that's how they did it. And good for us. So you can, and now you can got some cars going through the parking lot now. Parking lot was completely calm before. What can you do? Content, man. It's content. I'm giving you some content here. The song was called Lotus Rain. Before that, you heard technically two songs from Raging Death. Self-titled release, free download on Bandcamp. That was also 2015. You heard Cry for Time and Challenged by the Unknown. Really, that Cry for Time track is just an intro for the other. They tried to make their album look like it was 8 tracks. Shame on the Raging Death. But, I heard them on Radio Fenris show on SoundCloud. Excellent show. If you check it out. I don't have the exact same taste as Fenris, obviously, but I really respect what he does. And before that, you heard on Gakugatas with Yatorose. And there's some interesting voices in that group. It's basically got Yoshizawa Hitomi, you got Ishikawa Rika, you got Kono Asami, and then you got a bunch of soccer players, basically. who's that? Who else? Satona Mai. She's got an interesting voice, doesn't she? There's some interesting notes. There's some non-auto-tune things going on. Not that song in particular, but in that group. There's some soccer players in that group. They didn't make the big leagues of singing. They didn't concentrate on the singing so much. But they made some good music. It was some interesting Brazilian inspired. It's a really futsal. Futsal? It's indoor soccer? I don't know. It's a Brazilian thing. I don't know. But they do it in Japan. And then sometimes they make a musical group. If you're a member of Hell Project, then you join that soccer team, and I don't know how it works. I think it's the other way around. They had some people who are into it, and it's like, oh, you're on the soccer team. Actually, we could actually use a goalie. I think Kono Sami was the goalie, right? It doesn't matter. I don't know that much about soccer. Get some thunder there. All right, thunder is coming in. Let's get back to the music here. Did you get everything? I think I got everything. Let's go.
わかってないわかっちゃいない方。 I'm feeling it.
Okay. We're at the end of the show. We made it. We almost made it. I think we're going to make it. We haven't made it yet. But you just heard Torrential Downpour. And I think I'm about to literally be in a torrential downpour. It's still just some regular rain at the moment. But Torrential Downpour with the song Satan, whatever, from the Truth, Knowledge, Vision album from 2014. I think that's a local band, local Jersey band. Heard the guys in the comic book store. I think he was playing it. The guys down in the comic book store in Glassboro, guy was playing this on the boombox in the store. And I had to go to check it out, and it's on Bandcamp. I think it was on Bandcamp. I downloaded it in some manner, maybe from the website. They should have a Bandcamp anyway, right? Should have a Bandcamp. I'm not going to start talking about comic books. I haven't been to the comic book store in a while. Comic books are too expensive, man. They're too expensive. I thought all my dreams from my late teens, I've been crushed. I can't really be in a rock band that tours the world, I don't think, or be like a famous artist. I can't be a conceptual fine art photographer of any renown, I don't think. But maybe I can have a regular job and just buy all the comic books that I want. I can achieve my middle school dreams, right? But apparently I can't do that either. Comic books are too expensive, and I'm not making enough money. But it was a nice thought, right? Gotta be positive, right? Morning Musume. Before that, Soda, Soda, Soda. We're Alive, the dream team of Sunku, Mel Cymbal, and Dance Man with the star in the middle, and the fifth gen Morning Musume from the fourth album. Fourth Ikimashoe. I keep playing songs from that album. I have the other albums. And we got Ida Kaori, Abe Natsumi, Kei Asadu, Mari Gucci, Ai Takahashi, Ai Kago. I'm reversing the names now. Nozomi Tsuji. I'm screwing the whole thing up. Risa Nigaki, Konosami, Ogawa Makoto Ogawa, and Hitomi Yoshizawa, Ishikawa Rika. That's everybody, right? At that time. Oh, Maki Goto, of course, was in the band at that time, and you heard her singing in that song. What am I doing? Okay. Before that, Out of the Grave by Psy, from 2015. Again, with 2015, Graveward was the album. Good album. I used to like Psy a lot. I liked those first albums, but they got better. They keep getting better. I don't know. They get better. I guess they're refining their idea, which is, basically, it's not. People say it's like a mishmash of a million different things, but it's really just like metal and black metal, and film music. They're really into film music, is the thing. Like Italian horror movie film music, that's what it's all about, really. And then before that, you heard another guy who likes to mix things up. It was Sunku again, with his band Sharon Q, with Nice Boy. From the Best of History. I really like Sunku, the little male symbol. And there's a big old interview over at the website, Wota in Translation. The dude over there, Henka, used to have a blog called HP Metalhead, where he talked about metal and Hello Project songs, but I think he stopped listening to metal, I guess. I don't know. Stop talking to me. What can you do? But he translated this big, they put out a book, 20th anniversary the Fella Project, the point of the big old book. And it's all in Japanese, and there's a huge interview. You don't really get that kind of interview normally. It doesn't really, J-pop's not big on those kind of interviews. But they did one, and they put in the book, and the guy translated it. And it's pretty, a lot of interesting information in there. Although one of the things that wasn't in there was why he named the band Sharon Q or Sharam Q. That wasn't there. That wasn't in there. So I don't know. That's all I have for you. I think we're even 2 hours. I think we're at even 2 hours. Have a nice blood moon. It actually looks like it's pretty cloudy here. We're not going to see the blood moon. But I've seen it. You've seen one blood moon, you've seen them all, right? It's pretty hard to take a picture of it. It's pretty hard to get a good photograph of the blood moon. Leave it to the pros. Leave that one to the pros. Which is not me, apparently. So, until next time, maybe I'll take next month off. Next month is Obon. They take the month off over at the Buddhist temple around here. They take the whole month of August off. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll take August off. It's really the month of... It's the time of ghosts and more ghosts. It's not goblins so much. There's not really goblins. I guess you could... Well, it's not the time of goblins. There's goblins in Japanese folk. Jesus Christ. I probably won't. I'll probably be here next month. I probably want to change up the schedule at some point, but I'm doing... this thing right now. I'm sticking to it is the more important part, right? I'm sticking to my schedule of the monthly thing and believing in rock and roll. So you should also continue believing in rock and roll. And あなたが本当に願いなかんかく的な喜びを経験できるようになります。